All right, everybody. Episode number 114. The name of the podcast, It's My World, It's My World One podcast. All right. I've been getting a few questions that I'll try to answer since people act like they're not that bright, like this is rocket scientists. The main question I get, what is a podcast? A podcast is an individual show that you can host yourself. It's the new equivalent to the radio, because people don't like radio because they're stupid. And there's millions of podcasts. And there's different hosts, like, for instance, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play. You can go on any of those and enter It's My World One, and it will pull up my podcast, my series of podcasts. I'm on episode number 114, so it'll have 114 episodes of It's My World One podcast. So if you wanted to listen to previous issues or you missed the live feed, I've been getting a lot more people because we've been doing a live feed with Facebook, which we're going to start doing another live feed with Instagram at the same time. I'm waiting to set that up now. So a podcast is pretty cool. It's some of them are stupid. Some don't have nothing to say. I like having a platform to speak about things. And I speak about things not so much. I am in fitness. I've been a personal trainer for about 30 years. But I find it pretty damn boring if all I ever do is get on here and talk about fitness. I'm a human being first. So I've experienced a lot of life. And I like to touch on different subjects that may be of importance to people. So I tend to talk about a variety of things. You know, people email me, I'll answer their questions, you know, stuff like that. So it's very enjoyable for me. It gives me a platform to speak and build an audience. And ours has been doing pretty good. We've had it about 2 years. It's been doing really, really good. So for all you brainiacs out there that have yet to figure out rocket science, must be the same ones as asking me what is a podcast. So that's the information for you. Go on any of your platforms. You know, you can find us on YouTube, Pandora, iTunes, iHeartRadio, any of those platforms. And just type in, it'll say search. Go to podcast and it'll say search. And then you enter in, it's with apostrophe S, It's My World One. And then it will give you the podcast that we have on there. And they host these different things. My whole site is podbean.com, podbean.com. You go there, enter search, and enter the name of the podcast, and it'll pull it up. So that's what a podcast is, okay? Don't ask me that shit no more. Today is Monday, and it's almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it seems when I first said I'm trying to get these things done earlier, it seems the later and later and later they become. I have never done a podcast this late on a Monday, but all weekend I was really, really busy. You would may think it's working on some great big secret project, even though we got a few coming up. We got an online of clothes. We got a DVD coming out. We're starting to line up different advertising slots and things like that. But I would love to say that sounds more exciting. But that was not why I was busy, at least on Sunday. That's not why I was busy. I did a podcast a while ago, which got me a lot of feedback, called Happy Wife, Happy Life. Okay. So I was living proof of that podcast over the weekend, half Saturday and all Sunday. And that was trying to do my shit around the house, my chores around the house. Jeez, I'm going to curse too much, but anyway. I was trying to do my chores around the house. So You know, you would think, oh, well, you know, he's a responsible guy. And no, I didn't want to hear him mouth. So, fellas, women, turn your radio down for a minute or whatever you're listening to the song. Turn it down for a minute. I'm strictly talking to the fellas. Do it before she say something. Then she can't say nothing. So, I spent, y'all turn it back up now. I spent the weekend picking up clothes, washing, vacuuming, doing dishes, you know, all the stuff that had got out of hand because I have been so busy with business doing other things. I'm hooking up an office at my house, a computer, a printer, a credit card machine, things like that. So I hooked all that stuff up, got all that going, as well as my other things that I had to do, writing my journal and meditate and pray and all those things. Do my cardio. We have cardio equipment at home. But the main reason I was so busy was I was doing chores, man. It's crazy. You know, with Ben, we take clothes, we throw them on the side of the bed. And they may sit there till ever we get back around to it. Mine's been there at least 2 weeks. And, you know, I told her don't touch my stuff. So I knew sooner or later, I would hear about it. So I decided to jump on it, get it taken care of before she say anything. That way I don't have to hear her mouth. So that's why I did it. So that was why I did not get a chance to record the podcast this weekend. And I'm only getting a chance to do it today. I had a couple of new clients join up. So I was busy all morning. Usually I try to get it done in the morning. We're looking at almost 2 o'clock. I probably won't even get the train at 3 or 4 o'clock today. So if you're thinking owning your own gym allows you to be in the boss and owning your own facility, gives you the opportunity to do what you want to do when you want to do it and all that, you're sadly freaking mistaken. There's a lot of things that come before me. I'm last on the totem pole. I think they got painting and watching the grass grow is on a priority list bigger than me. So that's a myth. So anyway, today I wanted to talk about a thing that I've been noticing as I mature more. I don't know if it's a sign of the times. I don't know. But it's like dealing with people now. As I look around, no matter what it may be, financial, material, fitness-wise, whatever, people, like, they want the end result, which is the title of this podcast, End Result. They want the end result. They want to start, so they want to look in the mirror and say, you know what, I want to drop 50 pounds. They want to look back up, and they've dropped 50 pounds, and it's gone, and they ain't got to do nothing. So they want the end result. They see a guy driving a Mercedes Benz. They want a Mercedes Benz. So they don't want to work hard, save their money, budget it, sacrifice a few things. They just want to get the car. You know what I mean? Why? Because it looks like if you got that car, if you're in shape, if you got that big house, it looks like what you want your life to resemble. The one thing that people don't do, or instant gratification, which is really, really prevalent among my race of people. I'm not saying everybody, and I'm not saying everybody white is not, but it's like we definitely look at instant gratification. We want that car now. If we can't afford it, we'll charge it. We'll have to go into debt for it. We'll do all those things. Whereas maybe the person that has that car in house, they saved for years, they budgeted, they sacrificed, and they're affording it with ease. You know, I know in my profession, we have a lot of people, they want to be in shape. They want to lose their gut. They want to lose their fat. Instead of going through the process, which may take longer, and actually the journey to wherever you're trying to go, it's always more fun than the destination. The destination is short-lived. You have to attend 4 years of college to spend maybe, you know, 30 seconds on stage getting your degree. So the 4 years far outweigh the 30 seconds that you're there, but you have to go through it in order to be there for that 30 seconds. So, you know, what I find in fitness, any gimmick that says quick and cheap is what people are going to look for. If you know, you tell them weight loss, they get a lot of weight loss surgery, and these things are $15,000 or whatever the hell they cost. And by the time you get the surgery, and even during the surgery, they're telling you, your doctor telling you, you got to eat right and work out. The one thing that the surgery doesn't change is your bad habits. And you're in shape. You need the weight loss surgery because you don't work out and you got bad eating habits. Those things never change. And you tell yourself, well, after I get this weight off me, I'm going to change my eating habits and I'm going to work out. You're not going to do it. If you're going to do it, you would have did it instead of getting the surgery. But once again, you want the end result. And it never works out. Everybody I've ever known has surgery. I've been in this thing 30 years. Everybody I've ever known that has surgery gained their weight back and then some. So, and it's because they wanted the end result. They didn't want to go through the journey. You go through the journey of getting that weight off and you see how hard it is and how much sacrifice it takes, you'll never want to put that back on again because it was so hard to get it off. If you go lay down and they give you some anesthesia, you fall asleep and you wake up and they didn't cut half your stomach out, you're 50 pounds lighter, but you look like shit, you don't care. You know what I mean? You took the easy way out. It didn't take you a year of working hard and sacrificing. It took you 30 minutes of sleep to wake up, and now that 50 pounds is gone. If it did the same job as what really good trainers do in terms of getting it off, keeping it off, shaping you up, and having you look good, then trust me, I'd be out of business because a lot more people would be going to get that instead of working for it. But we as people, you have to stop looking at the end result. You have to understand that everything that someone has achieved, they paid a price for it. They paid a price of hard work, dedication, and sacrifice. So you can't look at that person that has that kind of money. I've always wondered, and people sit back and they talk about, oh, Jeff Bezos and Amazon. No one said that shit when he started in his garage selling books. You know, no one was talking. But now since he's worth billions of dollars, people, Amazon, they make so much money, and Jeff Bezos makes so much money, and he a crook, and he this and he that. They didn't say that when he started in his garage, like a lot of businesses. Apple, you know, Steve Jobs, they started in their garage, and there was a lot of work, there was a lot of sacrifice, there was a lot of nights you didn't sleep to put that effort and that energy into a vision that you had that no one else saw. And everybody, what they did was ridicule you. Man, that shit ain't gonna never work. Which is what they do to people that become very successful in business. In the beginning, it's that shit ain't gonna work. In the end, it's, oh, he a crook. He this, he that. He worked hard and he sacrificed. So the years you were going in debt buying cars, he was driving around in a clunker to save money to reinvest in the vision that he had to one day maybe be able to afford whatever it was he wanted to afford. But we look for the instant gratification and we want that end result picture. Everybody want to be a millionaire. Don't nobody want to work to make the million. You know, they want somebody to give it to them. That's why we have so many people playing the lottery. But you have to understand that anything that is successful, life, business, physical fitness, whatever, those people pay the price for that. It doesn't come just by wishing for it. You got to work for it. So I found that I have people in my business. Oh, if I was in your position, I've been doing this 30 years to get in this position. 30 fucking years. Okay? I've lost family. I've lost friends. I've lost relationships. I haven't attended things that other people attended. My, you know, kids don't like me. You know what I mean? It's you sacrifice a lot to get to the point of where you are, and they just want to come up here and have it tomorrow. It does not work like that. Quit looking for the end result and understand that whatever you do, whatever you want, it is going to take time, dedication, and sacrifice. So if I can reach one person to understand, for them to understand that anything you want worthwhile, you've got to put time and effort and energy into it. Stop just looking at the end result. You know what I mean? The journey. Look at the journey. But when they start telling you, hey, it took 20 years, it took 30 years, it took this, it took that, you don't want that. You know, I'm going to bypass all that. You can't bypass all that. You know, stop looking at the end result and start working for things that you want in life. And nothing's going to come easy. You've got to work hard to achieve anything. Anything worthwhile is going to take hard work, dedication, and sacrifice. So please stop looking for the easy road. Stop looking for the quick fix. Stop looking at the end result and understand it's going to take time, energy, and dedication to get these things, man. It ain't easy. Everybody I've ever talked to, whether they were bums or whether they were very successful, if it take you 10 years to achieve success, the 10 years going to go past regardless. So whether you do the work or not do the work is your choice. 10 years still going to go past. This is May 17th, 2021. We ain't going to never see this day again. It don't come back around. So the time keeps going and it's going to go regardless. So, you know, make the most of it. You know, it don't feel like I've done this for 30 years. The time went very, very fast because I love what I do. And, you know, people, they, how you get there? It took me 30 years, dude. You know, you want to do it in a year. It ain't going to happen. You know, so, you know, my hope for this podcast and reaching out to people is to just get people to understand, stop looking at the end result and start to understand anything that you want in life only is going to come with dedication, hard work, and sacrificing something. You're not going to get this and have that. You know, you can't have your cake and eat it too. So, you know, be willing to make the sacrifices. You can't be, I always say you can't be ordinary and extraordinary. There's two different habits. It's just like a person that's in school, they get A's, they ain't studying with people that get D's. You know what I mean? Because it's just two different worlds. So, you know, dedicate yourself. Understand it's a long journey. Learn to enjoy the journey. Put in the hard work, the dedication, the sacrifice, and the time. And, you know, you'll get that vision that you have. So until next time, this is your man, Sir Earl. I'm checking out of here. And until next week, hopefully I get up earlier. Peace.